Welcome to the Retail Transformation Show with me, Oliver Banks. This is your weekly podcast, delivering you the insight, ideas, and inspiration to successfully change and transform in our ever-evolving world of retail. Enjoy listening. When does a transformation start? Is it the moment you name a project or program? Is it the first time you schedule a meeting on this specific topic? Is it when you define a particular vision or problem statement? I'd suggest transformation starts way before. It's when you feel a pain point and decide this isn't acceptable, or when you first observe and consider a new opportunity. At this inception point, reflect on the current state of the business and relevant parts of the operating model. Reflect individually and with peers and your team. Consider what got you to this point and where you've come from before. Well, hello and welcome to this very special episode of the Retail Transformation Show. As always, I'm your host, Oliver Banks, and I'm the author of Driving Retail Transformation: How to Navigate Disruption and Change. Now, this is episode 281, and it's a very special episode for a couple of different reasons. Firstly, it's the official launch day for the book. That's right, Driving Retail Transformation is officially published as of today, the 5th of March, and it's been super exciting. We've had reviews coming in, so thank you to Julie, to Philippa, and to Joe for those reviews. Really appreciate your support early on. We've had a fantastic response on social media, and if you've played a part in that, thank you so much. We had the virtual launch event last night, so if you were there, thanks very much for your support, or if you've caught up on the replay of that, thank you very much as well. And if you've also sent me messages, I am slowly getting through them, but I appreciate all of the support and the encouragement and the love that you are showing for this movement. So the fact that it is the launch day is the first special reason for this episode. And the second reason is that we don't normally issue episodes on a Tuesday, do we? Nope. So this week only, we are doing daily podcasts. We're going to have short and sharp episodes to dive into different elements. Now, if you caught the last episode, yesterday's episode, you'll know that the book is centered around a core framework called the Retail Transformation Steering Wheel. And if you've not listened to that episode, do go and check that one out. And inside the Retail Transformation Steering Wheel, there are four quadrants. And today, we're going to dive into the first quadrant and explore some of the different elements that are going to be waiting for you inside the book and why this is so crucial. And the quote that you heard right at the very start of the episode is the start of chapter 4, a chapter called Taking an Honest Look in the Mirror. Now, it's so crucial to truly understand the problem, the business challenge, if you will, as you embark on your transformation. It's very easy to jump in with transformation and start thinking about the solution straight away. But actually, it's truly important to really step back and consider what's going on. What is the status quo that we find ourselves in right now? And this first section is all about truly understanding that status quo. What is the opportunity? What is the threat that is facing you as an organization or as a division or a department or perhaps the entire industry? And whilst that may or may not be new news to you, hopefully it's not new news to you, it is really crucial to truly do the time on understanding the problem, not just say, oh yes, I understand it. So I'd like to give you another brief reading from that same chapter, because in this section, we're starting to look at blind spots. And this is actually from a section called Beware of the Blind Spot. As you drive a vehicle, you must be aware of your blind spot. You know it's there, and there is increased risk. To get over this, cars come with sensors and additional mirrors. As you drive your transformation, you also have blind spots. But last time I checked, built-in additional sensors and mirrors are hard to come by. You have blind spots as an individual and as an organization. It's hard to understand your own strengths and weaknesses. Brutal honesty is needed from yourself and colleagues at this point, and this can only be achieved in a place of psychological safety. You'll need individuals who trust you will not use this honesty against them. No one wants to be thrown in front of the very same bus that they've just warned you about. So there we go. That was from chapter 4 in the book. And it's crucial to really truly understand this problem. There are so many different elements to it. It's about understanding the operations, understanding the customer viewpoint or many other different viewpoints. It's about understanding what the data is telling you as well, both qualitatively and quantitatively. And really, as you come to the close of understanding the problem, I hope you will be clear on the why of transformation. And once you're clear on that why, then you can begin to understand, well, how ready are we as an organization to embark on this journey? We're beginning to define our destination, but how ready are we in terms of what I call the transformation appetite? Do we have the true desire to start approaching this problem? And if not, then that's the first big alarm bell in the organization, right? If there are key players that are just not on board, then you've got to confront that head on at this stage. Because if you're in, let's go extreme, okay? Let's say you're in a truly extreme circumstance where performance is really struggling, and that's reflective of, let's say, the wider industry. If you then turn around and say, we want to do this major disruptive transformation to kick us into the next sphere of growth or business prosperity, and if there are going to be people that are flatly reluctant against that because the feeling is we'll pull through, it'll all be okay in the end, then suddenly that disruptive transformation stands next to no chance. And you're going to need to go back and do more work about truly understanding the problem, perhaps yourself, but more likely as an organization. How can you help others to understand the true problem, the true status quo? And in turn, that why. So we're going to leave it there today. I hope you have enjoyed this brief look at some of the content waiting for you inside the book. And if you've already ordered or pre-ordered the book, then thank you so much. I hope that you enjoy opening the book for the first time and starting to go on your own journey of transformation. And a quick shout out to Deepak, who I know is an avid listener of the podcast. And Deepak, I saw your comment, hoping that my voice comes across in the words. And I hope from the couple of readings that you've heard today, interested to hear what you think. I hope it does, but the ultimate decision is in your perception. Does it come across? You tell me. Thank you very much for listening in to this episode. I look forward to joining you in tomorrow's episode of the Retail Transformation Show, where we'll be starting to think about the solution. So, until then, thanks very much. Bye for now.